Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Garrett, can you tell us a little bit more also about whether do you think it's is this protest growing throughout the day, or because do you get the sense that because they've taken this action to clear things out that they'll start to just go on home?
Well, what we've seen in the past is that when there start to be these clashes, it spreads very quickly within these activist groups online, and that can be a magnet to have folks that are coming out here to support that, to be able to build these efforts to try and shut down Operation Midway Blitz. I do want to point out, within the last 10 minutes, we had several Border Patrol officers come up to us, and they pointed out several individuals in the crowd that they were calling out as paid agitators, saying that those are two individuals that they were telling folks that are out here to demonstrate peacefully, stay away from them if you want to avoid trouble, because they are out here to agitate and they will cause you trouble if you get caught up near them.
Just one last point, and we've got to go, so we'll make it quick.
So that's a report coming out of Broadview, Illinois, where the ICE facility is being protested in great measure. We wanted to ask our friend Congresswoman Mary Miller about this, because attention once again on the state of Illinois. Congresswoman, how do you feel about what has transpired in Broadview, Illinois, what the Trump administration is doing, the ICE facility, they're trying to protect it? What are your thoughts?
Well, this is what Americans voted for, and they are going full force. President Trump will not tolerate lawlessness, and this is part of the promises made, promises kept. Border policy doesn't stop at the Rio Grande. And Pritzker abdicated his responsibility to protect the citizens in Illinois by offering sanctuary to illegals and violent criminals and gang members who are getting a foothold in our city. And so, you know, shame on him and shame on the Democrats, number one, for opening the border in the first place. Mm. And so, you know, I'm pleased with this. President Trump will win.
You know, I'm reading a report here from Fox News. The mayor of a small town outside of Chicago on Tuesday insisted her community doesn't want National Guard troops deployed to the area after weeks of protesters clashing with ICE officials. The mayor, Katrina Thompson of Broadview, the population of this town is just under 8,000. This is a small town west of downtown Chicago. Held that press conference and said, we don't want them here. I'm hearing from more and more people in Chicago, in these areas that are led by Democrats, that while the politicians who are elected who are Democrats are saying, we don't want this here, there are people within these communities who are maybe looking at what President Trump is doing and saying, thank you for finally doing something to make our communities more safe and secure.
Yes, it's absurd that these Democrat politicians, especially J.B. Pritzker and Mayor Johnson, have villainized and demonized ICE law enforcement. They are heroes and they should be thanked. But this is a hard time in our country. Joe Biden and the Democrats did so much damage the last 4 years. And President Trump is trying to fix the damage that they did. And we have got to deport these people. They're going after the worst of the worst. And I do want to encourage the listeners to pray for President Trump, pray for our country and for the ICE agents, because, yes, this is a problem. But Chicago had a crime problem before the the Venezuelan cartels come in and set up shop and are getting a foothold here. And this is not a partisan issue. People deserve to be safe in their communities, Democrat or Republican. And also, this has economic impact. People are not going to open up businesses. In fact, they're closing businesses in Chicago. This is going to be good for the citizens of Illinois and the whole country. We have to get the illegals out of here, and we got to go for the worst of the worst first.
Congresswoman Mary Miller speaking with us right now. She represents Illinois' 15th district. You can follow her on X at Rep. Mary Miller. I would have to think that the people in these communities that are being attended to by Midway Blitz, Operation Midway Blitz, to try to reinstate some safety and security to Chicago, to Broadview, to these areas, there have to be people who are looking at the Democrats that they've always elected and the alternative of the Republicans who are at least in charge in the federal government and say, maybe I could be with these other guys. Maybe there's a Republican that I could support and bring this safety and security effort more from a local standpoint. Do you think Illinois is waking up to the possibility that maybe Democrats haven't been doing it right this whole time?
So Illinois is a red state. We got to get people out to vote, and we've got to deal with corruption in our elections, those two things. But people are abandoning the Democrat Party. They have ridiculous policies. Americans want safety. They want economic opportunity, and they want quality education. And 100%, the Democrats' ideas do not provide for any of those. And I have been saying one thing the Democrats wanted that they got was a pass from the media. They've owned the media for decades, and they've never had to account for their lies, or they haven't gotten any pushback on their bad ideas, and they keep getting weirder and weirder. And besides the criminal aspect of this, there is a huge economic impact. In Illinois, we've already spent billions of dollars that we don't have, and they're going to force the Illinois taxpayers to cough it up.
Well, you know, I want to shift gears here a little bit, talking about taxpayer dollars and acknowledging that there is a government shutdown right now. Congress, specifically the Senate, seems to be in an impasse. The House has been able to pass this measure through. It's on the floor of the Senate. They're going to take another vote on it today. How do we get to the point where the Republicans and the Democrats, with a slight Republican majority in Congress, how is it that we get to a government shutdown, and what happens next?
Well, we voted to keep it open. This is a Democrat disaster. There is nothing to negotiate. The Democrats lie. They want taxpayer-funded benefits for illegals. We are not going to negotiate. The American people do not want that. We want to block illegals from accessing these benefits. And they want to reverse common sense cuts. Like $5 billion worth of cuts that were made for ridiculous things. I mean, the abuse of American taxpayers that was exposed through DOGE is beyond offensive. And now they want to reverse those cuts. We want to keep dealing with waste, fraud, and abuse. They want to continue to, they want to refund left-wing biased media. No, we're not going to do it. There's nothing to negotiate.
Congresswoman Mary Miller, last question before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time this afternoon. Do you see that this shutdown, do you think that the Senate Democrats are going to be able to cultivate the extra 5 votes or whatever it is that they need to end the shutdown today? Could you see this going for quite some time?
I think it's going to go on for a while because, like I say, they're very proud. They haven't had to give account for their policies, and they're deceived. They think the American people are with them. The American people will not reward this kind of chaos or being put on the last to be cared about list behind illegals and criminals.
Well, we are going to watch and see. We appreciate your time today, hoping that the shutdown does end soon for all of those people who are good. They care about what they do for the country. They're federal employees, a lot of our military that are having to suffer at this. It's not just a political ping pong ball. It really matters. And hopefully the Democrats will come to their senses and end it soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. We'll speak to you again soon, Congresswoman Mary Miller. Thanks for your time today. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Representative from Illinois' 15th District, at Representative Mary Miller. Appreciate the opportunity. I think have we talked to somebody from Congress every day this week, I think?
Every day, yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. Good to be able to do it. And glad that we're able to bring them to here to speak with you. All right, let's do beer. What are we doing next?
Yeah, this will be beer, not the bee.
Okay. I hope Ryan brought his A game. Let's take a break. We went a little bit long with that press conference in the first segment. It is still going on. I don't know how many times you need to hear Carolyn Leavitt say that the Democrats are to blame for the shutdown, which is essentially kind of the summation of it. Whether you agree with it or not, we always like to bring you directly to the source, but I'm kind of summing it up for you there. All right. Wiggins America, be or not the be, because it's a Friday. Next, don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.